Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Welcome to part two of Reaching Your Peak Performance in 2024. I am your host and leadership mentor, Tywanna Wilson. I'm excited you landed on eLaborate Topics podcast, where we give you practical strategies that you can use inside and outside of the laboratory. My co-hosts, Mona Small and Stephanie Whitehead, and I bring you engaging guests, insightful guests, with new relevant information so that you can be a better medical laboratory professional. Today, I wanted to come back and give you part two of the podcast so that you can get off to 2024 with a running start. At the time of this recording, we are less than 20 days away from the start of the new year. I'm going to recap the previous episode of our five-step method for you to be able to start being more productive in the new year, but I'm going to give you some tools that you can use so that you're able to meet your productivity and ease through 2024 with ease. So as a recap from our previous episode, episode 43, Reaching Your Peak Performance in 2024, I explored and outlined a five-step method for starting the year. Those five steps were identifying your priorities. So you want to reflect on your skills, interests, and values. You want to review past feedback and evaluations to pinpoint those 2 to 3 priority goals that align with your growth for the new year. This will help lay the foundation for a successful plan. Step 2 is setting those SMART goals, making your goals specific, measurable, attainable, and relevant with a time-bound piece to it. So this could be researching the industry, brainstorming strategies, and defining what success looks like for you. So this will help set the stage for some actionable steps. Step 3 is mapping out your plan, breaking down your goal into action steps and milestones. You want to consider what tools, which I will give you a few of my favorite tools today, what training, coaching, mentors, and networks that you need to be successful. So you want to make sure that you map those out. Don't be afraid to ask for any support that you might need with that. Step 4 is scheduling time and resources. So we want to block out goal-related activities in your calendar, setting deadlines for milestones, and tracking your progress with designated metrics. And then step 5 was review your plan and refine as necessary. You want to make sure you get an accountability buddy where you're able to share your plan with so that you can ask for feedback. You want to make sure that you print out your plan so it can serve as a visual tracker, or you could use some of the tools I will tell you about today. And then you will refine your timeline and resources. So let's get into a few of my favorite tools that I wanted to make sure that you use, because I gave you the method, but then you're like, well, how can I easily keep track of what I want to do in 2024? So it's helpful when you have some tools that you can take with you anywhere, anytime, any place. Or, of course, you can always use good old pen and paper, notebook, to be able to keep track of your performance. The first tool that I want to give you, and the tools that I'm giving you, are free or low-cost tools. So many of them are free. They do have paid options, but you don't need the paid option to be able to do the things that I'm going to tell you about today. The first tool is Trello. I love using Trello. It's a project and task management software. You utilize Trello boards for managing various projects. So it is a way that you're able to put your projects, you can put tasks, break it down in tasks, on your cards. You can create checklists on your cards. You can make each card detailed. You can move the cards around on your board. And so everything that's related to your project, so to think about to-do lists, you are able to have a real-time progress tracker. You can track meetings and meeting minutes via your Trello or project task management board. There is a free plan that will allow you to have a few boards, and it will allow you to be able to have some automations. There also is a paid plan that will allow you additional automations. It will allow you to send notes from your email directly to your Trello board, for example. But Trello is a simplified project management software that you can use. It's good for tracking tasks. It's good for managing projects, if simple is the goal. There are other project management style tools that you can use. Asana is another one that's very popular. I think it's easy to use as well. I've used it too, but I like Trello because I think it's easier. And then there are integrations that you can use to be able to combine it with other software. So Trello is the first one. So I would say as you get your big goal, you can create the board, Trello board for that goal, and then start marking the task associated with that project, the resources that you need. And you can put, if it's in the to-do column, if you have started in the planning, or when it's done. So Trello, if you are not familiar with it, I would research that one, but there is a free option that you can use to track your projects. So that is the first resource. The second resource that I would recommend is Evernote. Have a free version, and a similar software would be Microsoft OneNote. I prefer OneNote because I like the Microsoft Office suite, but OneNote and Evernote are very similar products that you can use. And this, both of those products are for note taking and information organization. Think about this tool as a series of notebooks where you're able to have a notebook for your big goal of you want to get another degree, and then you want to have a notebook for this committee, and then you want to have another notebook for this group. You're able to easily have detailed note-taking during your meetings, training sessions. It allows you to organize your notes into sections and pages for different projects and topics. It also lets you have tagging so that you're able to easily search for key things that you wrote in your book. I would suggest using OneNote or Evernote daily for your personal and professional note-taking. You could regularly review it and update your notebooks to keep track of any meetings, any projects, any procedures that you are starting to work on. But I absolutely love OneNote and or Evernote. Evernote is not associated with a particular organization or with Microsoft. So you don't have to worry about that. So if you really want something that you can just use that's universal, Evernote would probably be the better option. And you don't need any kind of subscription. There's a free option, but there's also a paid option if you want some additional automation, if you want additional AI features that could be used for, if you want unlimited notebooks, unlimited other features, then you can also subscribe to the higher plan. If you have a Microsoft account for work, more than likely you also have OneNote that's included in the subscription for your work, whether that's with your work email. They probably have a 365 or Microsoft subscription where OneNote is included. This is going to be helpful as you are really mapping out your plan. You can have those detailed summaries, those detailed accounts of your plan and your goals with that. So that's why I like OneNote. The third tool or set of tools that I would offer would be the Google Suite of tools. Inside of the Google Suite of tools, you have Google Docs, which is very similar to like a Microsoft Word program where you're able to type up your papers, type up reports. The thing that I love about Google Docs is that it allows for real-time collaboration. So when I'm working with other users or other scientists outside of my work, I'm able to set up a Google Doc and everybody's able to go into that document and incorporate their part. So it allows for collaborative writing and editing. So if you're working on a paper or a presentation, if it's in Word, you can be able to use that inside of the Google Suite. They also have Google Sheets, which is very similar to Excel. Again, this is handy for any kind of data analysis or any kind of record keeping that you might need to do where you want spreadsheets. I like, again, the whole Google Suite because it makes it easier for real-time collaboration. There's also Google Meet. So if you want to have a video chat with somebody, Google Meet is part of that package. So that is a tool that I would recommend. So as you're thinking about getting your peak performance in 24, thinking about these tools. So you have your Google Docs where you can do all of your papers, you can do all of your memos inside of Google Docs and make it easy to collaborate with your mentors, with your coaches. You also have, as part of that suite, Google Slides, which is very similar to Microsoft PowerPoint, where, again, it allows you to make presentations. So if you're doing any speaking or you're presenting at a meeting or to your group, you're able to create your slides inside of Google Slides. So that's another tool that's inside of the Google Suite. If you would like, you could also use the Microsoft Suite, although that is a subscription, whether that subscription is paid by your employer or you have the software for Microsoft Suite, which includes Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Excel. But another alternative is the Google Workspace or the Google Tools. And I like those because it allows you to collaborate with other stakeholders that may not be in your organization and allows it to be easy with just the share of a link. One tool that you might not think about is the calendar app on your phone. So this is not even one that you need to download from your Apple Store or the Google Play Store, but just the calendar on your phone. So with the calendar on your phone, being able to set specific alerts on your calendar so that you can create your own focus time, so that you're able to block out chunks of your day every single day or three times a week, four times a week, where you are intentional about working on your goals that you had a part of your plan for the year. You can also set your timer on your calendar on your phone so that at a certain time every day, you will have those minutes so that you're able to focus on your goals. The timer on the phone and the calendar is one that people might not always think about. You put your appointments on there, you put your meetings on there, but you don't necessarily put your due dates for your personal goals or block out that time so that you can actually work on your goals. So that's another tool that you have that you might not be utilizing to its full capacity. So far I've shared with you Trello that you can use for your project and task management. It's a simple system for you to use. There's a free option. I've also talked with you about Evernote or OneNote. Both of those are for note taking and information organization, where you're able to write out all of your documents, you're able to write out all of your detailed plan, you're able to write down and keep track of any kind of meetings that you've had so that you have minutes for that in an organized fashion. I've talked with you about the Google Workspace or the suite of tools available through Google, which is the document platform, the slides, the Google Sheets. Those are all options in which you are able to track your goals and your progress. You're also able to collaborate with individuals outside of your organization as long as you make the files open and you can share them with different stakeholders. An alternative to the Google Suite is the Microsoft Suite, which is your Word, your PowerPoint, your Excel. But with the Microsoft Suite, you have to have a subscription. So whether that's your company pays, or you have a CD, or you have access to the online version of the Microsoft, that one you may have to have a subscription, but very similar sort of tools. The fourth tool that I said was your calendar that's on your phone, where you're able to actually block out time, focus time on your calendar. You can actually set reoccurring reminders or notifications every day so that you are intentional about working on your goals. You can do that in your email as well, but I recommend your phone because you are probably tied to your phone more often. And it's that reminder of, oh, at 12 o'clock every day, I'm going to take 15 minutes to work on my plan. I'm going to take 15 minutes to learn something new. Or I'm going to take 15 minutes and listen to this podcast, Elaborate Topics, or one of your other favorite podcasts. So it's a good opportunity because you're taking your phone everywhere you go, but you might not think to use it for other things outside of appointments, reminders of things that you need to do for your family or work. Actually put on your calendar your goals, your plan, so that you can stay accountable to that. You can share those calendar items if you want to with other people so that you are staying accountable. I like the phone aspect of it because I'm always with my phone. I'm not always with a particular email. So that's an option for you to consider. And then I'll leave you with one last tool because I don't think you need a lot of tools to be productive. I am a person that likes tech, so I use a lot of different tools. But as far as being productive, I think these set of tools that I have given you today are all that you would need to be successful and start to see progress towards your goal. But this last tool is pretty cool, and it's called Snipped. And Snipped can help you effectively incorporate the Elaborate Topic podcast, the listening experience. You're able to actually create your library of different podcasts that you like to listen to. But it's an app that allows you to capture and organize key moments from various podcasts. So I happen to come across Snipped. And while I would like for you to go to Direct Impact Broadcasting to listen to our podcast so that you can make sure you don't miss any of our shows, Snipped is a great alternative to that, in that you can catch all of our shows over on Snip, but it actually uses some AI automation features that allows you to save key takeaways. So Snip is free, but there's also a paid version. So with the free version, it's limited to some of the automations you can run and the number of snippets from various shows that you can save, but you are able to save some, which I think is great. And if you feel like it's a tool that you would use, currently the monthly or yearly subscription is very affordable. So how can you use Snipped? Snipped, you can capture key highlights. So while listening to episodes like this one or another episode I'll give you as a reference to keep, you can snip to capture crucial tips or strategies that were discussed. So this feature is particularly useful for retaining information, especially as you are wanting to be more productive and have your personal growth. You can create a personal knowledge base. So it will help you create a collection of insights and ideas from podcasts, which can later be referenced for inspiration or guidance when implementing some of these different topics that we discuss. So if you want to listen, most of you are avid Elaborate Topics listeners, so you have your certain podcasts that you listen to or certain episodes that you listen to over and over and over. What you can do is you can create a snip from that one podcast that you listen to over and over. Maybe there was a key lesson that you learned. You could create a snip so that you can actually keep it and keep it in your library so that as you are learning, you're growing and developing, you can just go back to those snips. So think about it as like reading a book and you have highlighted a certain part of the book, and then you're easily able to go back to that part over and over again. It allows you to be able to share and collaborate, so you can share your snipped audio segments with your colleagues at work, especially if there's something that you want to make sure that you share, like, oh, they talked about this on episode 48. They talked about this snip tool. I'm going to send you that part where she talked about the snip tool. So this allows you to kind of facilitate some collaborative learning and discussion with your teams at work or in your personal life around topics that you found to be interesting. And you are able to use Snipped, you know, that 15 minutes a day that you are setting in your calendar for those insightful moments. You could share some of those snips during team meetings or sessions where you have snipped some segments that you feel like is relevant for your team, or, you know, just for continuous professional development as you continue to listen to different industry-related podcasts, our podcasts, other podcasts in the industry, that you're able to keep your library of podcasts and you're able to go back for your own professional development. So that's what I have for you today. Just to recap, our tools, Trello for project management, which is going to be helpful as you go through your five-step method and keeping track of your plan and your SMART goals. We had the Google suite of tools, the Google Docs, Google Slides, Google Sheets for collaboration. You could also use the Microsoft suite, but it doesn't allow for real-time collaboration as easily as Google does, especially with stakeholders outside of your organization. You can collaborate, but it may not be as easy as the Google Suites. You also have your calendar on your phone for reminders and accountability that you can use, setting that 15 minutes or every day to listen to podcasts, or every day for 10, 15 minutes to work on your goals, or every day to refine your plan, so that you're having it on a resource that's readily available. So you don't even have to download an app for that. Just use your calendar that you're already using. You can create a calendar inside of your calendar app specifically for your 2024 plan. We also talked about OneNote or Evernote for your tracking of your notes, for your information, so that you're able to streamline meeting minutes, you're able to keep things organized in a way that you're able to go back to your notes, to your updates, to your plan. So that's another tool that you could use. And then as a bonus, I gave you Snipped, S-N-I-P-D, which is a unique tool for capturing key moments in podcasts like ours for later reference. So you can listen to all of your podcasts actually on the Snipped app. So that's one that I really like. I wanted to make sure that I shared that with you. I have other tools that I use, but as far as productivity, these are the ones that I would suggest you use so that you can get off to a fast start. The other episode, as a recap for this one, that I would suggest would be from season 3, episode 19, Growing Beyond the Lab, 7 Personal Growth Strategies for Medical Laboratory Professionals. So this is one episode that I would also listen to in conjunction with episode 43, which was the foundation for this one, Reaching Your Peak Performance in 2024. So hopefully these tools are able to significantly enhance your productivity and organization inside the lab, as well as in your personal and professional life. I encourage you to try these tools. Let me know what tools you like. What are your experiences with these tools and others that you think are great for other laboratory professionals to use? Please share this podcast out. I'll link all of the other episodes, episode 43 and 19, in the show notes. I'll also link the tools that I suggested in the show notes as well, so that you're able to go ahead and get familiar with those tools and you're able to get off to a fast, productive start for 2024. I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope I've been able to give you some tools that you can use. There are plenty of tools out there. There are no shortage of tools out there, but these are easy tools, free or low-cost tools that I've mentioned here today that I think will really help you accelerate your performance in the new year. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please share it out with your team. Please share it out with other professionals that could benefit from utilizing these tools. Stay connected with me in 2024 inside of our community group. I'm going to be giving you some tasks each and every day that you can start building your portfolio. These tasks or activities will be things that you can do in 15 minutes or less per day. So that way you're able to be able to expand your personal and professional portfolio. Next month, we'll be looking at goal setting as well as self-awareness. So make sure that you get connected with me so that you can get inside of our community. Share this podcast out. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.